Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Obviously, this year is the last season that the Bills are going to be playing at the current Highmark Stadium before they move into the new Highmark Stadium. Just wanted to pick your brain, get your thoughts, and just in terms of that building for you, what memories, you know, what significance that building has for you?
Well, I've spent 38 years in it as a player and as a broadcaster, as a fan, too. I've lived in that thing for 11 and a half years. It was a special place. The guys were special. The people that were in it were special. Meant a lot to me. And I on the first preseason broadcast this year, I pointed out a couple places where, I mean, I remember where Don Beebe had his leg broken. I mean, Jerry Butler broke his leg here. And then somebody scored a touchdown there. And I remember a sack here. And I remember, you know, every spot on that field has something that happened over it, and it's just those are the kind of things you remember. It'll be sad when it goes away. It'll be sad, but I know too. I'm at that point in my life where I know change is not necessarily something to be afraid of.
You played in the heydays of the Bills back in the 90s, but when you first came to Western New York, when you first stepped foot in that stadium, what was kind of the first thing that took your mind and blew you away?
What always grabs you is how big it is, and when it's empty it looks really big, and having the gift of coming down the tunnel when it's full and having people, you know, cheering for you, it's pretty cool. It's nothing like it. It was a special place. You knew just about everybody you have been acquainted with in the city who knows, or they're there somewhere. Everybody in the region follows this team, and they've got some skin in the game, or they feel like they do. So it was a pretty special place, and I don't think there's anything like walking down that tunnel like so many guys have done over the years and not feeling, being moved by it.
You've played years in Buffalo. Is there any particular moment, whether it's during your playing career or in your broadcasting career, that really stands out to you, that will always kind of be like that signature moment for you about that place?
The thing that happened, it's been a bunch of them. I'll say that during COVID, when only 6,500 people were in the building, we were playing Baltimore, and Taron Johnson picked it off on the goal line and took it the distance. Murph was on the call, and took every ounce of energy and discipline in my body not to jump up and down and scream and like the fans were doing. I had to be quiet for Murph's call. And it was a moment when that team became, you know, not just a good team, but a contender. There are many others too, a ton of others. I remember when Andre caught that fourth touchdown to take, you know, to take the lead in the comeback game, and I turned around and looked at the stadium. You know, we were all just cheering. It was great. I turned around and looked up in the stands. You couldn't even discern human beings. It was just a mass of humanity, and because nobody was looking at the field, you know, Bills fans were hugging each other. They were turning up, facing the other way, high-fiving. They couldn't, you know, it was just one of those moments where they knew it was historic and that they were there. That game became mythic instantaneously. And it remains so to this day. But I'll never forget turning around, and I couldn't even pick out human beings in the crowd. They were just, it was like a group hug. They all melded into one thing. You know, it was quite a moment.
When you reflect on your playing days or even your broadcasting days, who were some of the favorite players you either played with on the field that you, or the ones that you loved watching, whether you were playing or in the broadcast?
Well, I mean, I had front row seats to Bruce, to a decade of Bruce's career. Andre, I went to meetings, and it was almost, Andre was almost like, I didn't even think about Andre so much because I'd lived with Andre in the meeting rooms. We practiced together, went through drills together. You know, our lockers were nearby. I just spent every day in meetings and stuff with Andre, so, and Biebs and all those guys. So we were kind of, we were all like one person, you know. So as good as unbelievably and underrated as Andre is, even in the Hall of Fame, you know, I kind of took Andre for granted, man. He was a dude. But Bruce would show up, and he was unbelievable. I think it was a while before I realized how good Bruce was on first and second down. You know, Jim was amazing. I think Jim was amazing because I knew about his personality and it was his personality that kind of elevated his play. He would have taken a bullet to win a game, and we knew it. So we felt like we should be in the same headspace, and we were. We all would have done anything to win a game because Jim would have done anything to win a game. So. Guys like that, Thurman, I went back and watched some game film. Thurman just took an absolute pounding, got up. Thurman never missed a day of practice unless they pulled him off the field. And he showed up every Sunday. I was so proud of Thurman and those guys. Marv, you know, who was always, he was just a fixture on the sideline. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you kind of become who you are hanging around a group of men like that. And I tell people now, I'm still cashing the lottery ticket I got from getting picked up off waivers as some guy, you know. I was the first new player they signed when Marv got the job, and I'm to this day I'm cashing that lottery ticket. You know? So it's, I mean, what can you say about something like that?
I know that you've probably told many stories or you've heard many stories about things that have happened in that building. What's your favorite story that you like to tell or that you've heard over the years?
Well, the funny thing is, and it goes back to the comeback game, is that we make a joke around us, the guys and stuff, guys who are on the team, that we, you know, the game didn't sell out in time to lift the blackout. So if you were going to be there, you had to be there. Mm-hmm. You had to buy a ticket. You had to actually be there. And we left because I've met like a million people who say they were there and they were the person who didn't want to leave, right?
Yeah.
Everybody jumps on that bandwagon, but it is true. It's one of the times when that building seemed to be filled with supernatural stuff, you know. It was something unbelievable happened, and it would happen right in front of us.
If there's one thing from that stadium that you could specifically say, I want to take that with me before they tear it down and keep it in your man cave downstairs or put it on a mantle in your living room, what would that one thing perhaps
be? Oh, I don't know. We've had the same season tickets for 38 years. Right. Same suit, same two chairs, you know. That's probably one thing. I've been lucky enough to be gifted a couple of things from, you know, they redecorated and stuff, and I had a picture actually up in one of the thing, and they gave that to me. So I, you know, some of that stuff I've already got. But, yeah, maybe my two stadium seats, that I never actually sat in for any game ever. I've had for 38 years, right. So maybe I can take in my house and actually sit in them.
There you go. All right, so as we close the chapter with the current stadium and open the new chapter with the new stadium, what's one thing in your mind that you're particularly looking forward to with the new Highmark Stadium?
The new stadium is going to be vastly different and vastly better. I know that the people who put these stadiums together, these deals, the companies that do this, because of Terry's willingness, they've upcharged a lot. There's some stuff in there that weren't in the original drawings. There's, you know, Terry has spared no expense. And whatever this stadium's going to be and however, it's going to be phenomenal. And Terry, you got to thank Terry for it. But I'll say this. I don't know what it's going to be. I haven't been in it enough. And it's, you know, so I think the thing that I'm going to like the most about it is that when I walk in, I'm going to know that the guys, the companies who build them, the guys who do this year after year, other stadiums around the country, they were really excited about this stadium. The guys who do it every day and who do it in Europe, they do it in Asia, they build stadiums in Africa, South America. They couldn't wait for this place to open because it was really special.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.